Congress tried to limit bank fees, so banks are coming up with new ones.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The global perspective in a moment. First, Bank of America plans to roll out a new $5 monthly debit card charge starting next year. A few other banks have introduced similar fees as those companies find ways to make money and perhaps get a little revenge on Washington. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore is with us live to talk about it. Morning, Heidi.
Morning.
So, all right, $5 a month. Why do banks have to do this?
Well, it's rough out there, right? You have to think about the banks. The stimulus is over. They have to make money on their own, and they're going to be unprofitable. So they're turning over the couch cushions, basically, for anything they can find. And you'll remember also that earlier this year, Congress adopted two laws limiting how much money banks can make from credit card fees and debit card transactions. So Boston Consulting Group estimated that because of those two laws, banks would lose about $25 billion in transaction fees. And that's about a third of what they used to make on retail transactions.
So given all that, is it surprising then that B of A is charging these debit card customers a monthly fee?
Well, it's really predictable in a way. When banks were negotiating with Congress, they said they'd do this, and now they're following through. Rockwell Casey is an executive with J.D. Power, and he's been predicting this for quite a while.
Those laws have tied down some of the revenue streams as a result of those legislation changes. And as a result of that, they're looking at fees on checking accounts, savings accounts, ATM fees, things like that that will not eliminate but make up some of the impact.
So it's the way of the world now in banking, unless, of course, customers walk away.
Which they have the choice to do. That's right. Marketplace's Heidi Moore. Heidi, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
And now the global perspective on business and economics. Manufacturing in China is slowing down, according to a report from HSBC Holdings. Concern about a slower Chinese economy is one reason for a recent drop in Chinese high-tech stocks. Another reason is a report that the Justice Department is looking into possible fraud at Chinese tech companies listed here in the United States. Marketplace's Robert Schmitz reports now that that's likely to help deflate what's become a Chinese tech bubble.
The bubble began losing its buoyancy earlier this year. That's when dozens of Chinese tech companies listed publicly in the U.S. admitted their auditors were resigning over bookkeeping irregularities. Michael Clendenin is managing director of Red Tech Advisors in Shanghai.
I think in general, this has made the Justice Department quite nervous, and it's certainly the SEC is even more nervous about how these companies that are listing in the U.S. but are outside of U.S. jurisdiction, what kind of accountability do these companies have to, you know, the markets that they're actually listed in, and are they frauds?
To find out, investigators are expected to take a close look at reverse mergers. It's when a Chinese company sells itself to a much smaller U.S. firm that's already publicly listed. That minimizes scrutiny from U.S. regulators. Now, with this new investigation, that scrutiny will intensify as federal prosecutors pore over the financials. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global markets are much lower right now, anywhere from 1% to 2%. Ousted Hewlett-Packard CEO Leo Apotheker leaves HP with $13 million in cash and stock. Apotheker was in command for less than a year, while the company's market value dropped by $40 billion. Wall Street yesterday, the Nasdaq lost a little ground, but the Dow tacked on 143 points to close at 11,153.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by PBS, presenting Ken Burns' Prohibition, a look at the law that turned America lawless, starting Sunday at 8, 7 Central on PBS. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com.
There's a big financial bloggers conference starting up in Chicago today, featuring representatives from websites that offer personal finance wisdom. Our own personal finance wizard, Marketplace Money host Tess Vigeland, is headed to the Windy City to check that conference out. And she's with us now with a preview. Morning, Tess.
Good morning, Steve.
So you're going to this conference this weekend in Chicago. You excited?
I'm getting my personal finance geek on.
Are you?
I am.
What does that entail? Do you put on like a plaid shirt? I mean, I don't know what that means.
It
might be. I'll have to find out when I get there.
I want to know because financial blogs are pretty much everywhere now.
They are. And you know, what we're really talking about here specifically is personal finance blogs. And there's a pretty wide range of what you'll find. You have lots of blogs dedicated to frugal tips. Wise Bread, probably one of the most well-known. But there are hundreds like Frugal Dad, Frugal Girl, Frugal Law Student. And it goes on and on.
I'm sensing a trend there.
Yes. And then you also have the ones where people who are usually anonymous will open up their financial lives for everybody to see what you spend, what you make, and hopefully that kind of keeps you on the straight and narrow. And My Open Wallet is one of those.
And all these people are going to be in Chicago meeting.
They are.
Wow. What are these folks going to be talking about?
Well, I think for a lot of them, the sessions are about helping them make some money off their efforts.
Yeah.
There are thousands of personal finance blogs out there, and you need to figure out how to make yours stand out. One of the sessions is called Getting to a Million Page Views on a Small Budget. So it's really about helping them boost traffic.
How do we know whether to trust some of these people? I mean, anyone can go on the web.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, at this point, a lot of them have been around long enough that they've got a track record, like most of the ones I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But I did notice this week that Wise Bread put together a really great list of top personal finance blogs. So you can check that out. We'll have a link to that on our website.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, lots of them are just basically telling their stories. There's no science to it. You need to be a smart consumer, figure out, you know, if a blog you've landed on is somehow scamming you. But for the most part, this is just folks saying, here, this is what works for me.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Always.
All right. Well, enjoy the time in Chicago, and we look to hear the program when you come back.
I'm looking forward to the Red Hots.
All right. Tess Vigeland, host of Marketplace Money. Tess, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
And finally, researchers at Cornell University say there really is a late afternoon slump. You need look no further than Twitter. According to thousands of global tweets, the day starts off with words such as happy and excited. But as time goes on, those tweets use words like sad and panic. In a study, those researchers also found happy hour typically means after 4 p.m. on Monday through Thursday, but after lunch on Friday. Let's keep that in mind, huh? I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
It takes some guts to make a television show called How to Make It in America in the middle of the worst economy in 70 years.
You could kind of feel that the show would be a lot of keeping your head above water and have the spirit of that and sort of wrapping on Election Day in 2008. You kind of felt it.
I'm Kai Rizdahl on HBO, a show about surviving. Stories next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.